On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood before them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen.
This is the word of God. I just want to send you away with something because it's so important. In that first reading, it says, why does Easter matter? Well, basically it says that we are more than conquerors through Christ. And I just want us to think just briefly what that actually means. So we're more than conquerors. Well, first thing to really kind of ask is, well, what is a conqueror, isn't it? And as you know, I'm a great sporting fan. So the word conquering is not a word I would use greatly this week. It's been a terrible week. For a start, it has been better because Manchester City lost to Tottenham in the Europeans. So they were conquered, which was nice. But of course, Manchester United were more than conquered because we lost 3-0, okay? So being conquered basically means it means that you've got the victory over somebody. Like in that two football teams opposing one another, one will come out that has victory over the other. But it says in here that we are more than conquerors. It doesn't just say that we're conquerors. Conquerors is nice, but it says we're more than conquerors. So that really means something much more than just a win. City were beaten by, I forget now, one goal, I think it was. Was it one goal? Yeah, one goal. That wasn't a conquer, that was a fluke. Sorry, Dean. It was. But more than conquerors means it's an outright, total victory. Now, years and years ago in the rugby world, there was a player who emerged that really defines what conquering is. His name was Jonah Lumo. I don't know whether you remember him or not. He was a New Zealand rugby player. And here was a guy, I can remember his first game. Nobody had seen this guy on the TV, certainly not us English hadn't seen him. And he came in to play rugby. Now, we should have had a clue because he was about 6'8", probably about 22 stone, and he could run like a jaguar, literally. And when this man got the ball, he could run from one end of the pitch, and whatever you put in front of him, he would just walk right through and put the ball down on the touchline. He devastated. He absolutely conquered. He flattened anybody who was in the way. So you can see this idea that you would think, now here is a conqueror, isn't it? Jonah Lumo. He was the conquering All Black rugby player. Nobody could stand against him. The only way you could play him was to stop him getting the ball. And then failing that, it would probably be to, you know, I don't know. There was no way of stopping him. Sadly, Jonah Lumo died quite a young man, but he was a Christian. And he realized that there are some things in life that cannot just be conquered through your own power or your own strength. And he realized very soon that, and a lot earlier, that death cannot be conquered by our human good ideas, endeavors, or strength. He put his faith in Jesus Christ, the one that conquered death. And Jonah Lumo became more than a conqueror of the rugby field. He became more than a conqueror of life. Because that's what that means. And this verse here says that, you know, that you can be in trouble, you can be in distress, you could be persecuted, you could be poor, you could have nothing. But it says to you who know Jesus Christ, you are more than conquerors. That's what the resurrection of Jesus is all about. Now, why do we say that? Because in another part of Paul's writing, he gives us the clear answer. And he says that the power that raised Jesus from the dead, now you've got to listen to this, is working in you. Now you might look at your own life and go, well, I don't see that. I'm not like Jonah Lumu, that kind of equivalent of a Christian, where I can just breeze through and get rid of all my problems and just overcome everything easily. But Jesus has said, God is saying, you're more than a conqueror, because the power that raised Jesus to life is at work in your life. The minute you become a Christian, the minute you say to Jesus Christ, I want you to become in part of my life, I am sorry for the way that I've lived it, then his power is at work in your life. And it says to be more than a conqueror. Not just to face life beaten, not just to face the problems defeated, but it actually says that we can conquer those things through Christ, not ourselves. I guess the equivalent would be, I don't know, one of the children you saw up at the front here. Can you imagine them playing rugby against Jonah Lumu and that All Black team at that time? Who's going to win? The kids say they're going to win. But you know, that's just how it is, isn't it? We can look at the big things of life, whatever's going on, and look at them. But God says, look at them like a little child. It's his strength. It's his power that's working in you. And that has come because Jesus is alive. As we've seen, it doesn't matter whether you're got a story like Dean's, you know, the way you've been at rock bottom, or whether you're the most successful person there is, you still need God's power to cross that threshold of death to eternal life, to defeat the power of sin and evil that works in every human being to separate you from the love of God. But Jesus said, we are more than conquerors when our faith and our trust is in him. That's why this Easter celebration is so important, that you have access to that same power. It says Jesus is the same yesterday. So it's not just what he did 2,000 years ago. And today, that's the same Jesus, the same power at work that was in them thousands of years ago, that's at work in you right now. So I want to leave you just with a question today as we finish this time together, is, do you know that power at work in your life? For some of you, you may be walking slightly the other way. It's been a while since that you have walked with Jesus, and that power might seem a distant away, but you know, today you can put that right by simply just saying, yes, Jesus, I acknowledge my failure. I've got it wrong, and I want to follow you from now on. And you know how we accept that is simply, it's called the way of the cross. We don't have resurrection without Good Friday. And Jesus, we must follow his example, which is to surrender our will to Jesus, to come to the cross, to say we're sorry for the way that we've lived our life, and receive his forgiveness and that power that will be at work in you. And if you don't know Jesus Christ today, if this is just, you know, a Sunday morning out because it's Easter, I want to encourage you. Hear what Dean said. This is so real. And we're all going to face these things and the final frontier. But with Jesus, it's okay. You have that power and that strength that he gives to be more than a conqueror.